I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. Today, we're going to talk about my favorite cricket.
Who's your favorite cricket, Steve?
Jiminy Cricket.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
Well, you know, I've always thought that Jiminy Cricket was based on a real cricket found in mainly Western North America called the Jerusalem Cricket. It has other names. It's also called the Niña de la Tierra, Child of the Earth, or Earth Babies. And they are amazing-looking animals. Anybody living in the Southwest at one point or another has run across one of these crickets that looks like a giant ant with a great big bald head and a striped body.
Umbrellas? Top hat?
No, I think those are all things that Walt and the gang sort of added to them to make them a little more accessible. There's an interesting relationship between Jerusalem crickets and a parasite known as the horsehair worm. The Jerusalem crickets are infected by eating eggs of the horsehair worm that hatch inside and develop, and this long worm fills up almost their entire abdominal cavity. But the horsehair worm has to complete its life cycle in water, so it emits chemicals inside the body of the Jerusalem cricket that changes its behavior and literally drives the cricket to water. It's not uncommon to find dead Jerusalem crickets right at the edge of a stream or a pond. I remember once I found one of these Jerusalem crickets. This is before I realized the connection with them and horsehair worms. And I could see the abdomen of this very dead Jerusalem cricket undulating. I took a stick and I poked at it, and this horsehair worm came bursting out and went right into the water and went swimming off. It was fantastic. Very little is known about them. There are numbers of undescribed Jerusalem cricket species. Every sand dune has its own species, it seems. They're very similar to one another. There's a colleague of mine who's studying them, and he was keeping them alive in his garage. One night he was walking through, and he could hear this tapping noise, just very gently. And he started listening and realized that the tapping pattern of crickets from different localities were very distinct from one another. And he thought initially that these were all the same species, but they had different tapping patterns. And so he began to explore the crickets more thoroughly and realized there were very subtle morphological differences between these species and that they were, in fact, different species. Turns out that virgin females will tap the soil with their abdomens to attract males.
I think that's a total myth. I think it's a...
You're not buying this today.
No, I think it's the conscience knocking at the door. If you're not giving a little whistle.
And if your whistle's weak, yell, Jiminy Cricket. Take the straight and narrow path. And if you start to slide, give a little whistle. Give a little whistle.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.